In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It was nearly nighttime when the pilgrims reached the outskirts of the little town. Too dark to see the ruinous condition of the place, or to notice how scarred and moldering were the beams supporting the roof of what had been a noble church built above the cave where the Holy Child was born. The pilgrims were deeply moved by this, their first visit to the cave of Bethlehem. As they took their candles and descended to the grotto, they felt awe and wonder and a devotion even more overwhelming than at their first view of the Holy Sepulchre. This was in some ways the crowning experience of their whole pilgrimage. It was for all of them a great and solemn moment. That reading is from an account of English and Italian pilgrims to the Holy Land in 1458. I was told before I went to the Holy Land that I would come back and never hear the scriptures the same way, and never think about Jesus the same way. Both of those things are true. Especially at Christmas, I'm thinking about the time that we modern pilgrims got to spend in Bethlehem. Our hotel was right on Manger Square, and I was so excited to be close to the place where the baby Jesus was born. Probably like everybody there has a picture in their mind's eye of what it would look like, I did too. I saw a small stable behind a larger home where an innkeeper might live. And I imagined animals in the stable for the night and the bright star shining above the whole scene. But of course, God is full of surprises. I don't want my sermon tonight to just turn into a travelogue, but I have to tell you that nothing was as I imagined it. And I think that it might interest you to know what the ancient site looks like today. First of all, there is a huge church that sits over the top of the place. It is called the Church of the Nativity. Parts of the original structure, which are still visible today, were commissioned by Constantine the Great in the 4th century. That church was razed at times, and it has been fought over, built up, knocked down, and beat up in ways that are still visible. But much of the current structure was eventually built by a Byzantine emperor, Justin. In more recent times, after the Palestinian Presidential Committee for the Restoration of the Nativity Church began working to continually restore parts as they were uncovered, the site was eventually declared a World Heritage Site by UNESCO, the United Nations Education, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. And it was the first ever site in Palestine. The second big surprise for me was that Jesus really was born in a cave that was part of a series of caves where people could shelter their animals close to where their dwelling places were. We had to climb down a curved stairway of stone to get there. Today, the particular cave where Jesus is said to have been born has been turned into a grotto, which has many decorative lamps hung over the spot by various denominations which share responsibility for its care. There is a small hole in the ground, in the floor of the grotto, where a person can kneel down and reach their hand in and touch the bedrock on the very spot. On the floor surrounding the hole, there is a gorgeous 14-pointed star made of some beautiful metal that was hammered into the stone. That star, all by itself, is so important and so intensely meaningful, one way or the other, to the people of the region that a dispute over that star led to the Crimean War in 1853 or so. Nothing was like I thought it would be. But most of the surprises were breathtaking and solemn, just as it has been for hundreds of years. In this Christmas season, I've been looking on television and on my computer at pictures of the pilgrims crowding into the square. And I pray for them, because these are dangerous and very volatile times. But I know the path that they take and the stairs they must descend. And I also know the overwhelming sense of peace and joy a person feels when they reach their hand through that small hole and touch the stone floor of the cave. Maybe Mary gave birth right there on this spot. Or maybe Joseph was kneeling right on this spot. Or maybe, just maybe, this was the first touch of this world that the baby felt. After we left the grotto, we all sat in a chapel in the Church of the Nativity, and we simply sang Silent Night. And we all wept with emotion as we remembered the birth of the tiny baby who offered us more than we ever imagined. Tonight, you and I will sing Silent Night again. And I wonder, as we imagine his birth, what gifts we will find in our hearts to give him this year. Let us pray the words of the collect for this morning's service. Purify our conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son, Jesus Christ, at his coming, may find in us not a lowly manger, but a mansion prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.